Blog Talk Radio.
Whether you're having a
peaceful time in your life or not, he is always there, always, always there for you. And I just thank God for, like I said, 6 years of thoughts for vision. If you missed if you missed the wonderful and funny, as all get out, by the way, anniversary show that I did this past Thursday, please check it out. It's highlighted. I have it featured on my page, and to go to my specific radio page, you can go to JackieAP.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. That'll lead you to my Blog Talk page, and like I said, the show is featured. It's called Thoughts for Vision 6th Anniversary Show. I did it this past Thursday. And definitely check out the video, too. I both recorded it on BTR. In fact, I more so welcome you to check out the video because the show was an hour long, okay? You get the short version on BTR, but I highly suggest you check out the video where I posted on Facebook. Once again, to go to that, you can go to JackieAP.com and click on the Facebook link, and that'll lead you to my Facebook page, and just scroll down some, and you'll see the video in all of its imperfections. I mean, the video kind of went crazy, but it was just a wonderful, wonderful show. Definitely thank God for those who had called into the show, my good friend, the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Callaway Media Network, Ms. Cassandra Callaway. And then my good friend, another great friend, Terry Kendall, who is an advocate, another great friend and an advocate for missing children, and, of course, fellow co-host of the Jay Ryle Show. Thank you for calling in. And, of course, my other good friend, Cassie Ganey, who is she hosted a show here on BTR called Ladies Tell All, but now she is hosting her own show on Facebook Live called Rap Sessions. She'll come on once in a while and just share whatever's on her heart. So I thank those three for calling in this past Thursday. I mean, it was just a really great show. I played some clips of some past guests that were on the show, and once again, I take this time to say thank you to all previous guests on the Thoughts for Vision radio show, any supporters, any newcomers. I mean, I thank you, Benny, because you've tuned in definitely numerous times, Benny, and I thank you for your support. Just any support that you have been at all, whether it's checking out the blog, listening to the radio show, checking out social network pages, whatever have you, just thank you so much for that. And I welcome you during this anniversary period. Like I said, it started from, it's going up until November the 8th, okay, between the different blog and radio show starts, okay, from October the 20th through November the 8th. So I welcome you during this time to send whatever well wishes, even donations. If you're led to maybe make a donation, feel free to do that. Once again, go to JackieAP.com and click on the donate link, and that will lead you to my PayPal site. If you feel led to do that, feel free, okay? But if nothing more than just a well wish, so greatly will be appreciated, okay? But it's just been a wonderful 6 years, and like I said, as long as God continues to give me the breath in my body, this show will continue. As simple as that. So I take the time to say thank you so very, very much, and please continue to keep me in your prayers, as I will you, okay? Because as I always say all the time, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Like I said, nobody's left out. He's not a respecter of persons. He has a plan and a purpose for each one of our lives. like I said on the show Thursday, you got to have that tuned ear to hear it. You got to have the tuned ear, and then you got to be willing to carry out what he's saying to you. Okay, because as I said, God speaks to us all the time. Now, are we going to listen to him? See, it's up to you whether you're going to listen to him or not. So you got to have that tuned ear first to hear him, and then carry out what he says to you. Because as I say to end the show all the time, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness, and that just simply means God has the thoughts. Like I said, the two verses that I use to title the show, Thoughts for Vision, is Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of good, not evil, plans to give you a future and a hope. And then the first part of Proverbs 29 and 18. For without a vision, the people perish. See, catch that. For without a vision, we perish. We perish when we don't have no vision. And who do we get the vision from? We get it from God, because he says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. And we got to listen to those thoughts that he has towards us, those visions, those ideas, those dreams. And he placed them in our heart, but then it's up to us to carry out the vision. It's up to us to listen for those visions, those thoughts, those dreams, and then hear his instructions as he tells us to carry them out. See, that's the part that's ours, is to carry out the vision. You know, like I said, we want to mix it up and try to do his part, and then we want him to do our part. No, you stick to your part. Your part is to carry out the vision as he instructs you. It's his part to come up with it and tell you, but then your part is to hear the instructions and then carry them out. Period, bottom line. So I encourage you, everyone, to do that in their own life. Listen to what God is saying to you, and then carry it out. Simple, bottom line. Once again, not a respecter of persons. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And definitely, I got to announce again about the play that I'm in. The play is called Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Those of you who are in the Los Angeles area or will be out in the Los Angeles area the next week, I welcome you to come out and check out this wonderful play that I am going to be in. Once again, the play is called Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. And this play was written by Shay Youngblood, and it's directed by Rose Marie Smith Coleman. She, along with her husband, Lamont Coleman, is the founders of Biblical Films. Biblical Films, it is a wonderful production company, and they consider themselves a ministry. So I just thank God for big shout out to Lamont and Rose Marie for giving me the opportunity to participate in this wonderful play. Definitely a shout out to the cast, Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. And I want to shout out your first name, because I always just said as a whole shout out to the ladies, but definitely calling out your names to Melissa, Starlet, Monique, Sharon, Vina, Debbie, Akeisha, and Kayla. Shout out to the beautiful ladies, the cast of Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. So love and appreciate you so much. It's been a blessing to work with you these last few months, and the time is near. Shaking the Mess Out of Misery is going to be coming to you November the 3rd, the 5th, and the 20th. Okay? Tickets are $20. $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Of course, I highly encourage you to get your tickets early, okay? It's just a wonderful play. To give you kind of a synopsis, the main character of the play is daughter, and she's pretty much given her account about the of the older women that she grew up with. And the opportunity throughout the play is to get introduced to these older women that made a difference in her life. And I play one of the older women named Miss Corrine. And it's just a really wonderful play because I'm talking about something that's really missing nowadays is Big Mama. You know, she's missing. Those mothers, they're missing. I mean, back in the day, we all can think of, we didn't have just one mother. You had like three or four of them that you had to watch out for, whether it was a grandmother or the lady next door or your auntie. You had about three or four mothers that you had to worry about. They were going to give you spankings before you got home to your actual mother. So and that's missing nowadays. And that's what really makes this play special, because that's Bible too. You know, the Bible talks about how the older women are to teach the younger women, as well as the older men teach the younger men. I mean, that's just the way it's supposed to go. And this play really reflects how daughter was groomed by these older women. And it's just a wonderful play, wonderful, wonderful play. I welcome you all to come see it. If you are in the Los Angeles area or will be out in the Los Angeles area next week, welcome you to come check it out. Like I said, it's going to take place on November the 5th, and it's taking place at the Complex Theater, which is located at 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90038. It's going to be at that location on the 35th. On the 3rd, it's going to be at 7:30 p.m., which is a Thursday. And then the 5th, which is Saturday, is going to be at 8 p.m. And then November the 20th is supposed to take place at Christ Apostolic, located at 6625 4th Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90043, and time to be determined, okay? But I welcome you to come out. Really wonderful, wonderful play, okay? And for more information, I have tickets, like I said, for the 3rd and the 5th. So you can buy tickets from me personally. If you're out here in Los Angeles area, you can buy tickets from me personally, or if you're not able to do that, you can call this number. You can call Biblical Films both. You can reach Biblical Films both by phone and by website. I'm going to give you that information. The phone number is area code 310-601-7770. Once again, phone number is area code 310-601-7770. Or you can go to the website at www.biblicalfilms.org. I'm going to post that stuff in the chat room. Okay. That's the website. And then, once again, website, www.biblical, B-I-B-L-I-C-A-L, films, F-I-L-M-S.org. Once again, that phone number is area code 310-601-7770. I'm going to post that in the chat room as well. There we go. Phone number, area code 310-601-7770. And the website, www.biblicalfilms.org. www.biblicalfilms.org. biblicalfilms.org. Like I said, Biblical Films is a wonderful production company. Let me find something. I want to read something about Biblical Films just to give you an idea of what they're about. I'm going to read this for you so you can get an idea. We at Biblical Films view our production company as a ministry. Each film has a message dealing with life struggles in today's society. Each one provides encouragement that through prayer and faith we can overcome these struggles. Our plan for all of our projects is to go into our communities and expose them to our films and hopefully garner the opportunity to discuss the messages as well as the process and the merits. So that's a little bit about Biblical Film. But definitely you can, once again, give them a call. Like I said, definitely if you're in the Los Angeles area, you'd like to be involved with them. Once again, founders are Lamont and Rosemary Coleman. Like I said, it's just a blessing to work with them these past few months. Just definitely a wonderful, as they say, ministry. And once again, for more info about them, check out the website www.biblicalfilms.org. Or call them at area code 310-601-7770. Okay? They got so many projects, not just ours, but so many other projects that, because Rosemary, she's directing, as well as Shaking the Mess Out of Misery, she's directing a couple other plays. I want to shout them out, called Pill Hill and Here's the Life, which a couple of friends are in that, those two pieces. So shout out to those two pieces and check those out as well or anything else that they're doing. Once again, www.biblicalfilms.org or call the number, area code 310-601-7770. Okay? But definitely welcome you to check out Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Once again, coming up, November the 3rd, 5th, and the 20th. Okay? Like I said, I have tickets. Like I said, tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. But I welcome you to stay tuned because, like I said, I did it a couple times now, but you can stay tuned to Facebook, okay? Because I messed around and started a new segment called Thoughts for Vision Lookout, in which I'm giving you the chance to win tickets, okay? I'm giving you the chance to win tickets, but you got to pay attention to my Facebook page. Once again, to do that, go to JackieAP.com, click on the Facebook link, and it leads you to my page. And I'm so excited that our flyer is done. And definitely I welcome you to check that out on my Facebook page. Well, actually, any social of my social network pages, because I'm on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So you can check out our flyer because we had our photo shoot a little over a month ago, and finally Starlet posted our flyer. And the flyer looks really, really nice. So I welcome you to check that out. I was just getting that flyer out. I mean, it looks so good. But just once again, I welcome you to check out the play, Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. Like I said, coming up November the 3rd, the 5th, and the 20th. Like I said, I have tickets for the 3rd and the 5th right now. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. So hopefully you know me personally. You can come see me for tickets. Or, once again, call at area code 310-601-7770 or go to the website www.biblicalfilms.org. Okay? But that is what is going on with me. Once again, just take this time to say thank you all so very much for your support to the Thoughts for Vision blog and radio show. And once again, as God continues to give me the breath in my body, this show will continue because I know this is, no question, a God thing. Me starting the show, ran across so many people. Through the Blog Talk Radio waves, I wouldn't have met had I not started doing the show. You know who you are, just anybody that I've ran across through BTR. Thank you so much for your support. Much love always, whether it was listeners, supporters, fellow radio hosts, and the like. Just thank you all, because I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have met you had I not started doing the show. So thank you. And that's more so how I know it's a God thing, because of the people that I've met. I would not have met them, no way, shape, or form, how I can think in my brain how I would have met them had I not started doing the show. So just shout out to you, supporters, newcomers, fellow radio hosts. Thank you so much for your support. And as I continue celebrating this anniversary, during this anniversary period, once again, I welcome you, welcome any well wishes, donations, whatever have you. Once again, check out my website, JackieAP.com. Want to donate? You can go there. Hit the donate button, that'll lead to the PayPal site, or you can hit any of the social network pages, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and leave well wishes there. You can either comment on the page, or you can inbox any well wishes or whatever have you. You can even email them at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. If you're more of an emailer, you can do that. You can, once again, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. And email me. And definitely, if you ever want to, like I said, shout out to previous guests on the show. And once again, if you would like to be a guest on the Thoughts for Vision radio show, once again, give you my info. Once again, the email at thoughts, you can email me at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. I'll post that in the chat room. ThoughtsForVision@yahoo.com. And also, you can give me a call. The number is area code 323-977-1709 if you want to call me and if you're interested in being a guest. Once again, to be a guest, you can email me at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com, or you can call me at area code 323-977-1709 if you're interested in being a guest on Thoughts for Vision, okay? Or anything else that you may need to contact me about, there's my information. Once again, website, www.jackie, JACKIE.com, JackieAP.com. And with that, that is going to wrap up the show today. Once again, thank you so much, Bible Truth by Benny, for joining me in the chat room, and for anyone else listening to me by whatever means, show page, phone, whatever means, thank you so much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a great day. Tuesday, and I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care, and God bless.